Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom can host your podcasts or interview clips or other audio and give you a fully branded player that automatically updates on your station website with the latest content. Audioboom can also put audio into your social media, allowing your audience to listen to clips of your best bits directly in their Twitter or Facebook feeds. Triton Digital released its monthly Webcast Metrics report. It's a top 20 list of the most listened to webcasts, and just about all the U.S. radio groups are in the list. Pure play internet radio brands include Pandora, Slacker, and Adobe Radio. Market-leading Pandora has a listenership that's bigger than all of the others combined by far. But in this month's report, which represents online streaming in June, Pandora dropped a bit for the second straight month. National Public Radio, NPR, which is continuing a huge and well-funded streaming initiative, continues to rise up in the list, reaching the number 5 spot in June. Clear Channel's combined station webcasts are always number 2 on this list. One interesting point, mobile listening to webcasts has grown over 10% in 2014 compared to just 3% for desktop listening. Audio listening on mobile devices is one of the major trends in the industry. Neil Young's Pono Music project is dipping back into the well. After raising more than $6 million on crowdfunding platform Kickstarter, the Young company is attempting to whip up another $2.5 million on Crowdfunder. Crowdfunder is an equity venture platform. There's a minimum investment of $5,000, quite different from Kickstarter, which accepts pledges of a buck or more. Crowdfunder campaigns are directed at accredited investors only. When we last checked, Pono Music had scored pledges of about $1.5 million in this latest campaign. At Rain News, we maintain our skepticism of Pono Music, which is a proposed ecosystem for high-res music files. It'll probably sound great, but will also require consumers to carry another device, the Pono Player, to purchase new music files, which goes against a strong trend away from music purchasing, and upgrade every link in their listener chain to hear the quality difference. Good luck selling that into a market that is defined by mobile convenience and disposable music. Spotify is in the news, as usual. The on-demand music service struck a partnership with Bandpage. That's an artist profile and e-commerce service. Selling merchandise within Spotify is the main point here. So musicians who have t-shirts or caps or other swag for sale on Bandpage can see that stuff featured on their Spotify artist pages. For musicians whose Spotify royalty income from streaming doesn't pay the bills, this is a way to wring more earnings out of the platform. Spotify is not taking a cut of the sales. Pandora's stock shot upward by 10% the other day, just as the company chief financial officer Mike Herring was speaking at an investor conference. Did his remarks drive the stock price in real time? Well, that's possible, but more likely the jump was prodded by investment house Stifel, which issued a buy rating on the stock with a high price target just the day before. Nevertheless, Mike Herring's comments were interesting during a 32-minute Q&A with a moderator. Investors are generally unhappy with Pandora's audience size of 76 million monthly users. Well, not the size exactly, but the fact that it hasn't grown in recent months. Wall Street is all about grow or bust, so Mike Herring was interrogated on that very point. He mollified the audience by noting that increasing listening hours also increases expense because of how music royalties work. Speaking of music licensing, royalties, and negotiating with the U.S. government for favorable regulations, Mike Herring noted that Pandora has the best economists and lawyers in the world. Those were his words. All the same, and again in his words, it's a big unknown. Here's the latest volley in the war of music identification apps, mainly Shazam and SoundHound. Each one hooks into selected music services so you can replace songs that you've ID'd in Shazam or SoundHound. Shazam has a standing relationship with Ardio for that purpose, and SoundHound is partnered up with Spotify. Well, now Shazam is stepping into SoundHound's backyard by adding Spotify to its selection of connected music playing platforms. SoundHound might be bristling at this incursion, but still holds an advantage because it doesn't just play songs in Spotify, it also automatically adds songs to a special playlist within Spotify. Now, this might not seem like a big deal, but it's actually quite cool and convenient. Disney Radio, which owns 24 terrestrial radio stations, announced it was going extraterrestrial, which is to say, Disney is shutting down 23 of those 24 stations. It will keep its Los Angeles flagship, but lay off almost 200 staffers. Why is Disney taking this extraordinary step, getting out of broadcast radio?
Why? Because we like you.
No, that's not the reason. The reason is streaming. So much of Disney's audience has moved on to tablet and phone listening that Disney is placing its bets on digital platforms. If there was ever an example of mainstream migration to online audio, this is it. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom can host your podcast, too, and you get a beautiful and fully branded player. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at his website, valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.